Hey there, everyone. I'm James Hilliard, your host, and on today's episode of Connection Point, I am joined by Joel Sherman. He is a Microsoft Product Development Specialist at the PC Connection family of companies. Joel has been in the large account reseller community for a good 7 years. He holds Microsoft Certified Professional and Microsoft Software Asset Management certifications. And Joel is here today to outline what you need to know about Microsoft System Center 2012 in plain English. And Joel, really do appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
James, it's such a pleasure to talk to you again.
All right, so System Center is what we are talking about. Let's do this in plain English, as I mentioned. What exactly System Center is, kind of define it, because it's a new name, but it might still be familiar to a lot of folks.
Sure, absolutely. System Center is actually Microsoft's suite of management products. It is, in the old nomenclature, the old naming architecture, it was like SMS and MOM, which was a way to manage and push out patches and updates for your servers. MOM managed the new operating, or managed the operating systems underneath to make sure everything was running within design specifications. System Center is actually just taking that name and putting it all under a single umbrella. So rather than having these independent products, everything is now System Center Config Manager, System Center Ops Manager, et cetera, et cetera.
And it's System Center 2012. That's kind of the version that's out there. In your opinion and or in feedback you've received, what were some of the new functions or features that this release included that people are either excited about or might have the need to be excited about that's going to help and benefit them in their day-to-day kind of IT ops?
Sure, absolutely. So System Center actually has been going through some changes over the last couple of releases, but they finally got everything under a single umbrella. So you have SCCM, also known as Config Manager, which is what deploys software builds, patches, updates, and then assesses your servers and can actually pull, say, what technology is running on the server. It also includes Operations Manager, formerly called MOM, which is monitors the health and wellness of the servers. Microsoft has also started including Data Protection Manager, DPM, which is their backup program. And it can back up to disk, back up to tape, to cloud, site-to-site replication, et cetera. It can even do recovery and bare metal recovery. The Virtual Machine Manager, which is also included in there, is for centralized planning, deploying, managing, and optimizing the physical and virtual infrastructure. So it's basically a way to be able to take virtual servers and move them in your environment, take a physical server, convert it to a virtual server, and then load it onto a hypervisor or some other virtualization technology. The Service Manager is actually fairly new for Microsoft. It is an incident and problem resolution, change control, and configuration and knowledge management. So it basically gives you, it's basically a help desk functionality. Orchestrator, a lot of people knew this as a third-party technology that Microsoft bought called Opalis, which is a process automation. So it can regulate your virtual machines. It can move them around based on server demand versus server capacity. App Controller, which is a way to regulate what apps are loaded onto a server and who can access those applications on a server. And then the Endpoint Protection, used to be known as Forefront Endpoint Protection. But that is now under the umbrella, so you can have antivirus onto the server. And it's a heuristic-based antivirus program.
Let's give a little nod to the folks that have already been working with System Center. Latest release was April. Any major changes that folks that may have come on board before April should be aware of?
There are major changes, and this is why we're doing this today. If you remember the previous podcast we did together on SQL, we talked about how massively Microsoft had changed SQL, and they went from a per-proc base to a per-core base, and how what a nightmare that was. Well, the Microsoft giveth and the Microsoft taketh away. The Microsoft took away a lot of the licensing ease that was in SQL, but they made it much, much easier in System Center. In the past with System Center, you had to order your console server. You had to order SQL separately in order to run underneath that console server to be able to database all the instances and things like that. You had to purchase your management licenses separately. And there were two types. There was an enterprise management license and there was a standard management license. And it was a real headache to keep track. Technology was different. What if we purchase this? Do we need this? And it was just a real headache. Microsoft, for the first time in a very long time, has actually made life easier because everything is now in a suite. All you do is you purchase a single suite. It's either System Center Standard or System Center Data Center. Each suite covers two processors on a server. So if you're running a server with two processors, doesn't matter how many cores, you either purchase one license of Standard or one license of Data Center. If you're running four processors on a server, you purchase two of Standard, two of Data Center. The technology is all the same for both versions. Everything is included. All the management licenses, also known as the agents, are in there. All of the console servers are in there, and you even get a version of SQL runtime to be able to database all your instances and track what's going on within your environment. The only difference is that what has changed is the way you can manage virtual machines. With System Center Standard, you can manage up to two virtual machines, or what Microsoft calls operating systems environments, OSEs. With Data Center, you can license unlimited, or you can track and manage unlimited virtual machines. With Standard, you can actually stack. So let's say you're running Windows Server Enterprise and you have the availability to run four virtual machines. If you purchase two System Center Standard on the per prox, you're able to manage the four virtual machines that way. So it's actually become easier. All technology is included. All management consoles are included. You just purchase a single suite and go. Another thing that's very interesting on this is that for the first time, Microsoft is requiring software assurance to be purchased. It used to be a license only. Now the only way to get System Center 2012 is in the suite, license and software assurance. Or if you have software assurance on previous products, you can actually just renew software assurance only.
All right, good insight on that. What about on the pricing structure? Was there a change there?
Of course. And on Data Center, it actually did increase. It increased 38%. Part of that is because you're now licensing two processors, whereas the previous Data Center license, you only licensed one. What's interesting is the standard pricing actually went down. You're getting more virtual machines to manage more technology, and the pricing decreased 16%.
What about this licensing model for System Center? Do you expect Microsoft looking at other potential products and moving towards that, or is that just kind of too early to know?
It's actually coming. Microsoft announced at World Partner Conference in July that the Windows Server licensing model is going to change, and it's going to mirror the System Center. Each license is going to cover two processors. There's going to be Standard or Data Center only, where the Standard will cover up to two virtual machines, but it can be stacked, and the Data Center will be able to cover unlimited virtual machines. Microsoft is starting to try to get all of their virtualization technology and all of their management technology to start lining up together. So it makes sense, and you're going to see this kind of matriculate throughout the Microsoft server licensing model. I don't think you're going to see that so much with like SharePoint, and you're not going to see it so much with Exchange, but with the Windows Server, with System Center, you're definitely going to see this model be Microsoft's go-forward strategy.
You know, and that's going to help organizations too when they're dealing with our licensing, when they, you know, if things are similar, that's going to be easier for them when those times come up to renew licenses and move forward. So I can see why that move would take place. Joel, for folks that maybe have been looking at evaluating System Center, know that they might be needing to refresh sometime soon to these technologies that are now in the suite, you got one or two words of advice, something that's going to help them through that process?
Sure. The first thing is these changes are not easy. Don't hesitate to reach out to your PC Connection sales rep. They will be able to reach out to myself, and we can walk them through this process. The other is with on the PC Connection website, we built a System Center page, www.pcconnection.com/systemcenter2012. And on there, obviously, you'll find this podcast that you're listening to now. You will also find a white paper that we have generated. It's called System Center and System Center Licensing and Enrollment for Core Infrastructure in Plain English. It's going to highlight everything we talked about. It's going to highlight all these changes. These changes are not easy. They are in depth. So don't try to just navigate your way through this. Contact your experts today. We are more than glad to assist.
Hey, good to hear it, Joel. And I'm going to give out some more contact information in just a moment. But before I do that, I got to thank you for being on board again.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And folks, if you are interested in learning more about Microsoft System Center 2012, then definitely turn to the PC Connection family of companies. As Joel said, you can reach out and contact your account manager today and learn more about engaging their on-staff software licensing experts. If you don't have a contact, here are some things you can jot down and reach out for more information. www.pcconnection.com/System Center 2012. Or you're invited to call 1-800-800-0014. And if you would like to send an email, that's easy enough, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to wrap up this installment of Connection Point.